And now this is a dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 947, address as a letter, Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5330. Dear Dr. Kabir, a follow-up for Mrs. Natzel with recently severe hypertension with hypertensive urgency and hypertensive encephalopathy, an episode of renal failure that has resolved, has bilateral small kidneys, which is actually a change from a couple of years back. We did a renal Doppler that shows suggestive of renal artery stenosis. The peak systolic velocity on the good kidney on the left side is 390, being considered positive above 200. This is the normal size kidney at 9.9 centimeters. The right-sided, which is smaller at 8.22, the peak systolic velocity was also elevated, 183, but did not reach threshold of 200. We refer her to Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, which is going to be discussed on October 19th, discussed with the patient, husband, and the daughter. The procedure is done for the purpose of controlling blood pressure, protecting kidney function over time. Of course, there are risks associated to the anesthesia for the procedure, the IV contrast exposure. There is always a risk of cholesterol emboli, and of course, complications, cardiovascular, cerebrovascular, as well as potential vascular rupture. Patient understands that she can choose to only do medications. I'm confused about what really medicine she's taking. Appears to still be on losartan, but she did not bring medications, and she cannot tell me that for sure. Family is going to check and call me on the next 24 hours to double check what truly she's taking. In the office, blood pressure was well controlled, 126/64 on the left side. She is alert, oriented sign 3. Other review system is negative. No respiratory distress. No evidence of pulmonary edema or pericardial wrap. No evidence of ascites or distension. And no gross focal deficit is still. Memory-wise, appears compromised. Speech, however, is normal and no expressive aphasia. The importance of stopping anti-inflammatory agents, including meloxicam, M-E-L-O-X-I-C-A-N. We'll see what the new blood test shows. The last one, kidney function is back to normal. At that time, however, there was minor decreased sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, and mild anemia 12.5. All questions answered. We'll see what intervention and radiology Dr. Safadi has to offer, and the final decision of the patient on update medications on the next few days. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, center of dictation.